Welcome back to Sky Tarot's Pausing for Presence. Over the last few sessions, we've explored bringing mindfulness to our day through the breath and through sensations in the body, and how this allows us to respond more to ourselves, gives us a more clear, present, and empathetic way to how we approach our lives. A powerful tool for strengthening this is noticing or naming the particular sensations we are feeling. And not only does naming the particular sensations you're feeling give rise to a greater awareness, naming them also helps you focus your attention, helps you witness what's going on inside you with more balance and equanimity. An important piece of research conducted at UCLA did an MRI and showed noting and naming activates the prefrontal cortex. This is associated with executive functioning and reduces activity in the limbic system, which is the area that deals with our emotions. So if you're having intense, unpleasant sensations, naming them relates to a reduction and decrease in that experience. This is a huge discovery for us because we have this available tool accessible at any moment to help lower stress. What helps to awaken is to ask the question, what is happening inside me right now? As you ask yourself this, notice what you're experiencing in your body. What is happening inside me right now? Let the inquiry engage your interest and curiosity. And notice how posing this simple question can immediately direct your attention inward. Now follow that up with a second question. Can I be with this? Can I be with this? This invites some spaciousness, allowing what's here to unfold without interference. Can I be with this? You can use these two questions, what is happening inside me right now, and can I be with this, anytime you want to connect more fully with the life within you. Now, once you've arrived in some awareness with body sensations, you're ready for the tool of naming. As you attend to the various sensations arising, you make a mental whisper, using a word to name what you're aware of, heat or tightness or tingling. Simply allow them to be as they are and continue to notice what naturally happens. Then, if a different sensation draws your attention, you can notice that and allow that to unfold. When we witness an experience like this, simply noticing, but not interfering, we begin to see reality in a different way. Everything is always changing. Now you might be thinking, this is something everybody knows. But when this recognition arises as an insight, it can profoundly affect your life. Everything we notice inside us, breath, thoughts, anger, pleasure, it's moving. Nothing is holding still. The leaves, the breeze, the seasons, the plants. So when we really register this, we can relax and not resist or control. There's that sense of letting go and moving with this ever-changing flow. Let's explore this together, this ever-changing flow of sensation. So please allow yourself to settle into a comfortable seated position. And as you become still, take a few moments to collect your attention with the breath. Or if you feel more anchored by noticing body sensations, you can do that. But relaxing and resting in the breath or sensations in the body. Just noticing the inhale and the exhale, bringing a calm, clear attention to your moment-to-moment experience. And now that you've settled a little bit more into your home base, widen the field of attention, bringing that same quality of care and presence to notice whatever sensations are arising. Noticing this river of emotions as a mindful witness. As certain sensations become predominant, bring an interest to them. Notice them fully. And see if there's a word that describes your experience. Maybe tightness, ache, heat, pressure. There's no need to strain to run through a mental thesaurus. Just notice what word arises in awareness and mentally repeat it to yourself in a soft tone. Let the naming be soft and in the background so that 5% of your attention is doing the noting and 95% is on the actual experience. As you name the sensations that are predominant, allow them to be just as they are. And keep paying attention to that felt experience that's unfolding right now. You might notice if the sensations stay the same. They may move or disappear or get more intense, allowing whatever is unfolding to be here. If a certain cluster of sensations continue to draw your attention, again, sense what word best describes them and offer a mental note of what you're experiencing. Continue in this way, bearing witness to the changing flow of sensations moving through you, feeling them fully, naming what's predominant, and letting them be. Keep in mind that this mental noting is an optional tool, something to experiment with. Perhaps to use at some states of body and mind, and perhaps not in others. If this adds clarity, great. If it creates tension, feel free to drop it. The point is to not stop the river sensations, but to know this sensation. Get to know you with awareness. In this moment, you may ask, what is happening inside me right now? Can I be with this? Feeling the flow of sensations, maybe subtle or strong, letting life be just as it is, and returning to your home base, your breath, your body, anchoring into this moment with a calm and steady attention. During this last moment, there's a strong sensation that's calling your attention, then let your primary anchor, the breath or the body, recede and bring a full attention again to whatever is arising, naming it, offering your presence. If nothing strong is calling your attention, continue to rest in your home base, relaxed and alert, sensing the breath, aware of the field of sensations happening. You're learning to be centered and balanced and present with the breath and the living world of sensation. This wise awareness can be life-changing.